This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's appeals for the Native vote, and voters in a California county will vote on the bloody and controversial namesake of a town. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Democratic National Convention kicks off this week in Chicago. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to receive her party's nomination for presidential candidate to run against former President, Republican Donald Trump. Courting the Native American vote is seen as vital of tight contests in key battleground states with sizable Indian populations. Last week at a rally in Glendale, Arizona, Harris said this. Insert Harris cut here. Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada have high numbers of Native Americans and are all considered battleground states this year. Former President Trump has also courted the Native vote, including at an October 2020 stop in North Carolina. Insert Trump cut here. Trump lost his re-election bid, with many Native Americans criticizing his ending of an annual White House Tribal Nations Conference started by President Obama and the curtailing of environmental regulations while president. And his running mate, J.D. Vance, has fired up controversy over past remarks on Two-Spirits and Indigenous Peoples Day. Issues being raised by Native Americans this campaign season include water rights, education, health care, and leniency for Leonard Peltier, among others. Stay tuned to National Native News this week as longtime anchor Antonia Gonzalez reports from the DNC. Voters across a rural Northern California county will decide whether to change the name of a town that honors a 19th century settler who had enslaved and murdered Pomo and Wapo peoples. Jacob Resnick reports. Insert Resnick spot here and coming out of Resnick's outcue. And I'm Brian Bull, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.